Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Yo, Winning Shot family, man, what's going on? Got John, you got Herbie J, and we got Hundo, man. We are back, and you know what that means. If I'm here, yeah, Hundo's here. It's time to talk about some W, brother, man. How are you? And we'll get right into the content as soon as we get that update from you.
Yeah, man, I'm doing good, man. Just working, staying out the way.
I heard that.
Creating content. How about you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. Listen, it's been a busy time. I feel like I've been kind of busy, but also not busy at the same time, if that makes sense. I feel like I've had a lot going on, a lot of assignments in ministry, as well as just trying to keep my work schedule and my personal schedule all together. I feel like this year is flying by. We are in the month of June now. I was looking at the records the other day. I was like, golly, like we seven games in for some of these teams. Man, we almost a doggone fourth of the way through the season. You know what I'm saying? So... it's a lot to cover, but it's an exciting time here in the W. And as always, man, we are here to bring y'all the latest and the greatest content and our personal updates. There's a lot of things we got to discuss. Got some things I got to get off my chest this evening. So I can't wait to get into it, Hundo. I know we're covering week two tonight. So let's jump right into it. Week two started. Sheesh, when did week two start? Was that the 30th? Was that this week?
25th,
golly, dang.
Well, I guess we can go back to Friday.
Last Friday?
The 23rd.
Dang, it's a lot of games catching up. Okay, that's cool. Man, if y'all didn't catch the last episode, week one podcast of the W, we talked about the fact of there was a lot that was happening, right? There was a lot of storylines that they were trying to play up between Caitlin and Angel. Of course, you had the teams that were dominant in the Lynx and the Liberty. We had teams who were, I thought, were going to be subpar. We're actually winning games at that time, Washington and the Valkyrie. Then we had some teams that actually kind of started off hot in that first week, looking at the Sparks. And then week two happened. A lot of people fell off the wagon, Hundo. I mean, I thought I was going to have to call, you know what I'm saying, the people. I was have to pull out some bolos. I was like, hey, yo. We got stars missing in action. We got injury reports that are longer than a credit report. I said, this is absolutely insane. And all of that has led to, I think, what we're going to talk about today and where these teams currently stand. So let's dive right into it, brother. Let's get back to, you said, Friday, the 23rd. So let's get right into that Lynx and Connecticut matchup. Both of those teams came into that game. The Lynx were winners. And the Sun were losers. What we thought was gonna happen happened. The Lynx was at the crib, took care of business 76-70. That was a close game than I expected, but the Stars came out the poop. And when I say the Stars, I mean MVP. She had 33-11. but I mean Marina Marbury on the Sun, she came out there her best, had 22-8-6, with a little help from Ms. Peters, as well as Sanaya Rivers, who are second and third, respectively, on leading the Sun. And helping the Lynx was Miss, Jessica Shepherd. My bad, brother. Needed some water. Miss Shepherd had 13-6-4. And then you had Miss Heidemann with 11-3. Any brief overpoints you want to go over with that game, brother, and kind of what your thoughts were? And it was a much closer game than was I thought was anticipated. So tell me about how you felt as you kind of watched that and looked it over.
Yeah, like you said, closer than you we expected. And Tina Charles didn't even have her best game. She's the second best player on the Sun, and she was pretty quiet. But just goes to show that anybody could be beat. But the, like you said, the stars show up. Fee prevailed. Natasha Heideman, good game off the bench. She's been very good for them so far this season off the bench. Definitely a key piece. And especially when they didn't have Kayla McBride that game, she's back now. But missing her, you definitely see it in the three-point shooting. They shot 7 of 24 from 3, 29%. So you bring Kayla McBride back, that's a three-point shooter, and she's been on fire since she returned.
Yeah, that's facts. But the one thing I've noticed in this early window in the for the sorrier teams in the league, right, I will say that the younger players have really been hooping. Because I looked at Sanai Rivers, you know, she's leading, third in the team in scoring right now from that particular game, right? And so rookies are stepping up early and often for a lot of these teams who I thought were going to be super bad. And some of them are still super bad, don't get me wrong. But rookies are showing up for those teams. But I also look at it like this. I mean, the reason those rookies are drafted to those teams and they're drafted so highly is because the teams needed a lot of help. So when I look at Sanai and I look at Anissa Murray, who played a little bit later on in the week, man, they came in and they've been kind of setting the tone for what I think is early in their careers, man, and then not backing down from the level of competition that they faced, right? So I found that to be very intriguing, and that kind of led us into our next matchup, man, looking at Washington, the Mystics, went into Vegas, which is not an easy place to play. You know what I'm saying? If you've ever been to that Vegas arena, man, that home crowd is something different. You know what I'm saying? Out in Vegas, they really love the Aces, and you got two rookies who are out there leading that team right now, and Kiki and Sanai Citrone. And so to go into Vegas, it's only lose by 3 points, 72 to 75 to, you know what I'm saying, a former two-time back-to-back winning championship team. You know what I'm saying? I think that says a lot about the character of these young women. Kiki, who had a double-double again, she's becoming a double-double machine early in her career, which is really good for her because, and it's good for Washington because at that time, AE was still out. And so you got another big. Now, as you're going back to the draft, I gotta step back on my word, because when they drafted Kiki, I was the first one to say, hold on, y'all got AE. What was the point of drafting Kiki? But as I'm coming to see, these injuries have played a huge part in, like you talked about earlier, it's hit some of these teams. And so I think the Kiki drafted, being drafted to Washington has helped keep them afloat and keep them in a lot of games. Because once again, looking at this game, she has 17 and 13. You know what I'm saying? Citrone got 19 and 5. You got Melbourne 14 and 3. So these, once again, these young women are not backing down. And I think this plays a part because they come from winning programs and winning culture. And so, I mean, I think when you got that dog in you, you just got that dog in you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that no matter where you are, even when I want to put you in a box, you're not going to let yourself be put in a box. So shout out to Kiki, bro. Shout out to Citrone, you know, going in and putting up a fight in Vegas. Now, they still lost that game, like I said, by 3. Shout out Jackie Young, who had 25-5. The point guard, 17-4. And, of course, we got the reigning MVP with 15-12 and Miss Asia Wilson. Hundo, what you got to say about this particular matchup as we go back over it?
Yeah, like you said, shout out to the young players, especially Kiki. As you mentioned, definitely didn't see her coming in and hooping like this at this high of a level. Like you said, she's averaging a double-double.
Facts.
Sanai Citrone got started early in the season, first few games. She's still cooking. And then you got Brittany Sykes leading the group, the veteran, Miss Do-It-All. They're gonna compete. They're going to play hard. Shout out to the Mystics, man. They definitely playing better than I expected. And then for the Aces, in that game, Jewel Loy hit a big three to win it.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we got to see what Jewel Loy going to be doing this season, man, because it ain't looking too good right now.
Nah, that's facts. I agree with you, brother. And that's one thing I've been looking at with the Aces, man. As an Aces fan, I've been kind of disappointed because it's like, bro, like I'm looking at the Liberty, looking at the Lynx, both undefeated. In order to be a champion, I mean, yes, I get adversity, but like, you got to show me something. You know what I'm saying, Hundo? And I just feel like I haven't been seen enough from the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Pieces right now, and it's really been hurting. It's really been hurting my heart because, like, you don't have a young team. You have an experienced team. Mm-hmm. Many experienced players on this roster. You know what I'm saying? Like, players who've been to finals. Players who won finals. You know what I'm saying? Players who are, like, leading the league in certain categories. Leading the league and winning MVPs. Like, we got Asia. We got Point Guard. We got Jackie. We got Jewel Lloyd. Like, your whole starting five is, like, dogs. Like, you really shouldn't. You really should be up there with Minnesota and New York, but like now you fighting for third place, and it's like, are you an average team? Is this the kind of Vegas that we're gonna get? I'm not excited about that.
I will say, Asia's been playing at an MVP level. She's going to need some help consistently, though.
We've been saying this last season.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, Jackie, what you gonna do? Point guard, what you gonna do? Like, consistently, not just one or two games, but we need a night in and night out basis. We need you to show up and play at a high level. But Jewel Lloyd, she only averaging 10 points. Like, I need more.
Let me ask you this, Sundo. I know we kind of talked about this earlier in the offseason. But with Jewel coming in, last year she led the league in scoring, if I'm not mistaken, right? Or if she did, she took a lot of shots in Seattle.
She took a lot of shots.
That's right. We knew that was going to get scaled back coming into Vegas just because of the team that they had.
Yeah.
Do you think that she is still trying to find her voice in this lineup? Because, like we just mentioned, coming from a team where you got the green light, you can take 100 shots a night. And then coming into this lineup where it's like, okay, make sure Asia get the ball. Make sure the point guard get the rock. Make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that Jackie get her shots off. Like, do you think that has diluted her game some? Do you feel like she's kind of stuck in a rut? Like, what do you think is the issue with Jewel? Just quickly, man, if you got any thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it's just going to take some time to figure out. Just like anything, I think we talked about it a few episodes ago, but, like, when you look at the big three in Miami, like, it took some time for them to figure out Chris Bosh's role, right? Like, LeBron and D-Wade was getting theirs, but Chris Bosh got to figure out where he fit in. Mm-hmm. Jewel Lloyd got to figure out where she fit in. Now, on the bright side, she's shooting 40% from three, which is great. That's a high clip. But inside the arc, she's only shooting 30%. Now, typically, you see those numbers flip where the player is shooting better from two than they are from three. But in her case, it's the opposite. So whether that's her figuring out, you know, let me try to get to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Let me try to get closer to the basket and try to take some layups instead of taking, you know, mid-range shots. But I think she'll figure it out. But like we talked about, she has to figure out her role. She has to figure out where she fits. And I would like to see her closer to about, you know, 15 points per game. If she can up it just 5 points, that's a difference.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think that gets back to some championship winning basketball, Hundo. If you give me 15, like you said, Asia already playing at an MVP level. I just need a consistent help with Asia, and give me one more. Either Jackie or the point guard. Either one of y'all can turn up a little bit, and we good. We back in the swing of things. You know what I'm saying? I know we got to press on. So, anything else you want to keep going on with this?
And I'll just add too, Chelsea is averaging about 12 per game.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought she would be a little bit less aggressive, but maybe that could have, you know, helped Jewel out a little bit, but we'll see. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, like I said, and this I mentioned this at the beginning too, only a fourth way through the season. So I mean, they still got plenty of time to figure it out, get your chemistry together, long season ahead. I mean, they're by no shot where I don't think they're gonna miss the playoffs. So at least the way that the league is looking right now, I think they can definitely almost can be a shoe-in to go in the playoffs, even with this current record. So I think that, you know, when all is said and done, it's time to get to that bread in the playoffs. I think they're gonna lock in and wake up. So right now, I get it. Everybody trying to find their way and do this and that. It is a little concerning for me because I know we got teams that are undefeated. But you know, I like what I see. We got that. What that man said. I packed that thing too. You feel what I'm saying? So I think we can really, when the heat turns up, we'll be there. Quickly, one of the last two matchups. The Valkyrie Man had a rematch with the Sparks, beat them, came back and got their, not revenge, because they lost that first game, but it was kind of revenge. They went to LA and beat them ladies 82-73. Man, the Valkyrie Man have been a team that's been surprising me this year, because like I told you from the beginning of the season, I honestly expected 2-42. I was expecting nothing. Nothing from the Valkyrie. If you saw my episode at the beginning of the season, I said, yeah, the worst two teams in the league going to be the Mystics and the Valkyrie. And both of those teams are really shutting me up early. There's a lot worse teams in this league that I will be discussing a little bit later on. But it's not the Valkyrie, and it's not the Mystics. That's what's crazy. So, man, shout out to the Valkyrie. LA, we got to talk about y'all too a little bit later on. Montbedie is healthy. K Plum is healthy. Rekia, I think she's back healthy or close to it now. Sarah Ann Barker, she a rook. Miss Sims, she been hooping at the one. So, I mean, we got to talk. We got to talk, LA. We got to talk because losing to the Valkyrie, who's leading scorer, name I can't even pronounce. I'm not trying to be funny. I know your first name is Carla. I think it's Carla Light. I'm gonna say that. 5'9" from France. She was just drafted last year. She got 19. I got another young lady from France, 6'2", Miss Janelle Saloon. She been hooping. When these are the leading scorers of Valkyrie, are y'all losing to them in LA?
Hey man, these are all professionals, man. Don't disrespect them.
I'm not disrespecting them, Hundo, but this is my thing. I have a team that was formed from expansion, which means that these women were expendable from the teams that they were on. Asia Wilson was not on that list of women that could have been drafted to the Valkyrie. These women right here, once again, Hundo has advocated for all you women are professionals. No disrespect. But like I said from jump, y'all losing to people whose jobs y'all have taken. They're on this team because they didn't have a job with these other teams. It's the truth. And everybody knows it. People may not want to respect it, but it's the truth. And so shout out to the Valkyrie. I'm giving y'all some flowers. I know it sounds like disrespect, but it's really flowers. Because y'all hooping. Y'all hooping right now and beating teams that y'all really shouldn't be beating early in y'all franchise tenure. Anything you want to go over that one real quick before I move on?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Veronica Burton and Timmy on the Valkyries. Both of them been playing at a very high level. Veronica Burton, I said it in the chat a couple of weeks ago. She just needed an opportunity, man.
That's true.
She's playing at a very high level. We saw what Timmy could do. In small glimpses last year with Indiana, and now she's in a starting role,
yeah,
at a very high level. So shout out to them too. They compete and they playing hard.
That's facts, man. Pushing on to that Seattle and Phoenix game. First of all, shout out Satu Sobley. Hundo Clark had no faith in you. I just wanted to let you know that right now, Miss Sobley, and he still low-key has no faith in you. And that's okay because me, Herbie J, John, had a lot of faith in your draft and fantasy, and you have been shutting up all your haters and all your doubters with the way that you're performing this season, young lady. And I just want to give you some flowers and say congratulations. You are an elite employee in Phoenix. You're really coming in and hooping early and often.
Yeah, we still got to see, man. I don't know about elite.
Hey, she averaging 21-8, Hundo.
She is. She is right now.
Yeah.
Hey, what you said at start?
We're
a fourth of the way into the season, right?
But to be a fourth of the way through the season, averaging 21-8, come on now.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Still a lot of games left.
They still
got 30 games left.
No, she's hot. She's her cooking with grease.
Her problem is health. Let's see if she can do it all season.
You're right. She has been injured a lot, but she's not on this current injury list.
She's not on that long
list I'm about to go over in a little while. She ain't on it. She hooping. Your best availability is being available. And she's available.
Yeah.
Been available every night. And you know how I know? Because I got it in fantasy. I know she's been hooping. No, she's giving me fantasy points. Get me right. Keeping me in games. Thank you, Ms. Satu Sabli. I have faith in you. I've been watching you hoop, and you've been doing your thing, young lady. Hey, shout out AC.
Last week.
Huh?
She ain't doing enough this past week.
Hey, it's a team sport. It's a team sport. She can't be Mike Jordan. She can't be Mike Jordan. I can't ask at all. AT was hurt for like two games. So, you know, AT, you know, help me, please. Get back on that court. Please. I'm begging you right now, AT. I need your 16-11 and your 7 that you had in this loss against Seattle back on the 23rd. I need that. Please. My fantasy team need it. Please. Hey, Kyle, let me talk to you real quick, too. I know you hurt, too.
That boy got the whole big three for
me. Yeah, I got the whole thing on my team right now. I need y'all ladies to get right. Seattle can be a team to make the playoffs and lock in, do something, a little something. Y'all got to get healthy, though. Got to get healthy, though. Hey, Kyle. Please, I got your IR right now. I'm holding out hope because I know what you can do. I see you in a rival. Lock in, please help me, please. But nah, for real, that was a good game they played, and once again, another close game on that Friday. They lost by 7 points, like I said. Skylar Diggins and Miss Ogumo. That's not Ogumo.
Mecca.
Ogumake, both had 24, 8 and 4 respectively. And Sky had a double-double with 14 assists. I mean, she's dishing out that rock. Shout out Miss Kyle Diggins. Miss Gabby Williams has also been decent this year. She had 11-5 in that game. She's currently averaging 14-3 throughout her season. Now, one thing that we talked about, and it still has yet to come to fruition, has been the rookie sensation, supposedly, from France, the Wimby Jr. We have not seen it just yet. But they're still winning. But she's still only getting like 2 points a game. Anything you want to go over with that particular matchup, Hunter, before you keep sliding?
Nah, just shout out Gabby Williams. I got her on my fantasy team. She do a little bit of everything, especially on the defensive end. She's been getting it done, getting steals, getting blocks.
Yeah.
And then Dominique Malonga, she has been getting a little bit more minutes these past few games.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see if it translates to, you know, success on the court. But yeah. She has been getting a few more minutes, I will say.
That's what's up. Hey, push on the Saturday. I'm only going to touch on one of these games. I feel like only one is worth mentioning. The Liberty and the Fever had a very close game, 90-88, in Indiana. That game was I remember talking about that in the chat that whole day. Very good game. Shout out to AB, 27-13. CeCe had 18, 5 and 10, another double-double. Lexi Hall had 15, K Mitch had 15. And then you went over to New York. JJ had 26-12. Sabrina had 23-5. Stewie had 16-7, and then Natasha had 16-7. Super close game. Came down to the wire. Like, I think, personally, that the Fever should have won. That last play was kind of bogus. I think CeCe was trying to draw. I think that was against trying to draw that foul at the end. She didn't get that call. But I think we got to draw something up better at the end of that game. So these are the kind of games that are going to matter going down the stretch. I think when you look back on the season and its totality, and we start looking at playoff seeding and different things like that, we're going to look back at these kind of games and say, dang, what could we have done better in those little moments? Because as you see, as we've been seeing early on, there's some teams that are undefeated, but I think there's been some also, it hasn't been a crazy disparity between some of these teams and the losses that they've taken. Now, as we get a little bit later on, we're going to see there was some crazy disparity, crazy disparities. There's a game in particular we're going to talk about here very soon. But this one wasn't one of them. So give me your thoughts on that as you kind of look back on that game and how close it was, and what you think that could be some potential implications a little bit later on, if any.
Yeah, and something that you just said that I thought was a good point towards the end, you talked about they got to draw up something a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've seen with Indiana in a few games so far this season.
Yeah.
They had a close game a couple games ago where they threw it to Kelsey Mitchell and she tried to shoot it over, I think it was Tina Charles from the Sun, and they ended up losing that game. Yeah. So it's like, yo, Stephanie White, you complaining to the refs. I see a new quote from Stephanie White every week talking about officiating.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to draw up some better plays at the end of the game. Put your players in a better situation and better position to succeed. And I guess we'll talk about it a little bit later too, but CC's been out and they've been dropping games. So they definitely need her back.
I need her back to my fantasy team.
As you can hear, John has a lot of players hurt on his fantasy team.
Bro, a lot. A long injury list. Man, I was looking at this Sunday games. Sunday was blowout Sunday. It was not any close games on Sunday. Like, okay, it was one. But like, and shout out to the Mystic, keeping stuff close. Like, but I'm looking at Atlanta smacking Connecticut, 79-55. I mean, Chicago, we're gonna get on y'all later, Chicago. I got something to say to y'all as a city. They got smacked by LA, 91-78. And then I got the Aces once again, blown out by 20 in Seattle. So I don't even want to touch on none of them games. They really blow out to me. I don't even want to speak on that, Hundo. If you want to say something, if not, I'm going to keep pushing on.
Compete. I like to compete.
No, facts.
Y'all need to compete.
Facts.
Like, start from the Mystics and compete.
Compete. Shout word, bro. The Mystics got more heart than some of y'all. I'm about to get started on my rant. About to be a commercial break rant. That's what it's about to be. Let's keep pushing on, man. Tuesday, May 27th, brother. Blowout win again. The Connecticut Sun, you seem to be on a bad entity blowouts. And it ain't stopped yet. It ain't stopped yet. I'm about to take a commercial break. Don't worry, it's coming. Y'all had blown out again at home by the Wings, 109-87. I think this was Paige. This might have been Paige coming out game. It was 21-5-7 for the Rook, number one overall pick. Miss Ogunbowale, shout out to Rike, 19-3-4. Shout out Miss Carrington, 16-3. And then we had some help from the rest of their bench as well. Tina Charles did the best she could, 27-6. Marina Mayberry, 19-4. Sanaya Rivers and Miss Hartley with 12-8, respectively. But it just wasn't enough, man. It really wasn't enough for them to do anything. Paige, once again, her coming out game as the Rook. So I was excited for that for her. Any comments, Sundo?
Nah, compete. Connecticut, man, play some defense, man. Have some pride on the defensive end, man. If you can't score, at least try to get some stops, man.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. And then right after that, we had some championship basketball. I mean, and when I say championship basketball, you go out here and you show teams that are fresh in the league that this is they're fresh in the league. And you show them why you are the current reigning W champions. And that's exactly what the New York Liberty did. They went took care of business at the crib, 95-67. I mean, when I say take your belt off, to you know, take your shoe off and handle business, that's how you handle business right there at the crib. Some teams need to take some lessons. And I'm going to call y'all out soon enough. Don't worry. Next game, once again, another team was looking to win a championship. The Lynx, taking care of business at the crib. It's a close victory, but we'll take it. Once again, 82-77 against Seattle.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Atlanta went to LA. Hey, Atlanta, another team. I thought they were going to be kind of mid. They've been decent the whole time. They was 4-2 at the end of that game. 88-82 win over the Sparks. And then once again, got another team handling business at home at the crib, Phoenix, taking care of business against Chicago. Losers once again.
That game was close. That game was close. They low key blew it. The sky low key blew that game.
They were blowing it for the first like five games of the season, Hundo. Then it started like 0-5. It was 1-4. That was 1-4. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We'll get into that next metric in a minute. Excuse me. Man, Wednesday, May 28th. Getting a little bit closer here. The Washington Mystics once again. Now, this is their first game without CC. Took an L in Washington to the Mystics. Hundo would tell y'all to have some pride because I know your best player is out. But I mean, like, make it that apparent? Are we kidding? This is the Washington Mystics now. I mean, golly, Kiki 16-8. Miss Sykes 21-9-4. Citrone once again 13-7. I mean, Shakira Austin 13-3. I mean, God almighty, what are we doing out here in Indiana? I thought y'all wanted to be winners. We made all these offseason acquisitions, and we still saying CC carry us. DB had 21-4. She said, "Nobody carrying me. I'm third in the all time leading scorer. Anybody carrying me? I'm gonna do my job. But the rest of y'all, K. Mitch 14, Natasha Howard 11-6, AB 10-7-4, Lexi Hall 9-4, Sid down here with 4 points. You ain't hiding from me. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be that kind of guy, but it's frustrating, and I'm gonna get into the frustrations a little bit here. Any comments? Or I know I'm kind of moving. Any comments, brother?
Yeah, just be better, man. Aaliyah Boston's been good to start the season, but
yeah.
10 points on 4 or 5 shooting. I need her shooting a little bit more. I need her shooting way more than 5 shots.
Yeah.
Especially without CC.
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. I feel like, if anything, if the new leader's down, you are also number one overall pick year before her. I mean, can you take me back over? Can you say, hey, I want and need the Rock. I got a rookie guarding me. I'm pretty sure Kiki was guarding her. I mean, please give Kiki some work. Please. 10-7 ain't gonna cut it. No, ma'am. Not against Washington. What are we doing, man? Like,
gotta dominate.
Come on, bro. We got to. Mouse in the house. Mouse. Hand me the Rock. Demand the ball. Demand the ball.
That's the key right there. Demand the ball.
She's like 6'7". Or she's 6'5". You taller than Kiki?
Tall enough.
Right, you tall enough. All right, let me keep pushing on. Once again, championship caliber basketball, 82-77. Much closer game this time from the Valkyrie, but they still lost in New York again to the Liberty. Chicago wins their first game on the 29th against the Dallas Wings, 92-97. Push forward again. Now we get to Friday, May 30th. The Fever showed some heart, man, against a 0-5 Connecticut team, and they lost. Oh, brother. At the crib? Let me pull this up, man.
That's what I was telling you, though. That last play that they drew up for Kelsey Mitchell wasn't a good play.
But it's the thing, Hundo.
It shouldn't have been that close.
Exactly. They were 0-5 coming to your crib. 0-5. Yes, y'all don't have CC. I get it. Aaliyah Boston, I know you had 17 points. I know you had 8 assists. I need 30. Come on. K. Mitch, 13-5. Dewana Bonner, 13-2. Lexi, 12. Oh, I mean, Marina Mayberry, 26-5. Tina Charles, 18-2. Sanaya Rivers, 12-2. I mean, what are we teaching? I got to see the teach tape. I got to see the film that we're watching. I got to see. I know there's injuries. I get it. But everybody's got injuries, y'all. There's only a few healthy teams, and they've been actually hooping. But even some of the ones like Phoenix, who ain't completely healthy, because Kai, one of their best players, ain't healthy. And they still one of the best teams in the league right now. I'm sorry to go off on this rant tonight, but I've been really frustrated watching some of these W games. Because, like, this shouldn't be. This shouldn't be. But we have a lot that's going on right now. Keep moving. Let's keep moving. And then here we go. More championship level basketball, Hundo. Championship level basketball. Here we go. Who am I about to say? The New York Liberty. If y'all notice, I've been saying some two consistent names. New York Liberty handling business against the Washington Mystics, the young team. You know how you handle business, Hundo? You win by almost 20 points. Over 20 points at the crib. Away. It don't matter. I ain't home. I'm going to make your house my home. I'm going to come in your house, put my feet up on your couch. That's what I'm going to do. And exactly what they did. Handle business on the road against the Rooks. Kiki still had 12. Stipe still had 20. But you know what? It don't matter. Sab said, hold on. 28-3-5. Jada said 14-18. That's light work. Huh? Talk to me. Come on, man. Somebody got to step up and be dominant. When these young women are young like this, take them to work. Take them to work. They ain't got the skill. They don't got the finesse to keep up with y'all. Not if you're a championship level team. No, that can't be. I know I'm passionate tonight. But I feel it. Sometimes you gotta have some passion. Sometimes you gotta have some heart. You know what I'm saying? The Liberty took care of business. And I think they finally rubbed off on the Aces. They finally took care of some business against LA at the crib. Wound up beating them 96-81. So I thought that was a good game for them. I know I'm keep going, Hundo. Any of this sticking out to you? Anything you want to go over or cover? Any highlights of people that we need to discuss that I'm missing or going over? Any performances?
Nah. JJ's been playing at a high level. You just mentioned. But yeah. Dominate.
Yeah. Another good game we had. Finally, some competition for the Lynx. They wound up still winning that game 74-71 against Phoenix. Very close competition. Looking at back at this box score, man, I mean, Sab, once again, shout out to Sabli. I'm going to come in and say it again. Shout out to Sabli, 26-11 at the crib. Lost by 3. I watched that game too. I was like, damn, they could have won that game. Kayla McBride, Hundo picked her up. I was so sick, picked her off waivers. Ty, what we gotta talk, Ty. What's going on, sis? How you gonna drop her and not tell me you dropping her? Maybe, I mean, I would be better. Golly. Man, shout out Courtney Williams, 11-7. Shout out Alana Smith. She had 19-4. Let's keep it pushing here. We had the Atlanta taking care of business, getting a 5-2 at that current point. At 194-87. And then we push forward once again to the 31st this past Saturday, where the Chicago Sky took care of business in Dallas 94-83, giving them their second win of the season. Now, I talked about all of that because I wanted to get to Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday. Today is Monday. I wanted to get to it. We were talking about championship level basketball. We've been talking about it. We've been talking about some teams not having an impact. We've been talking about it. Yesterday's game between the New York Liberty and the Connecticut Sun was one of the best plays of basketball I've seen for the Liberty. 100 points were scored by the New York Liberty at home. I'm going to read y'all some of these scores from New York just to show you how dominant they were. Sabrina had 18-2-5. Stewie, 13-3. JJ, once again, double-double, 13-11. Miss Lani Feebach.
Leonie Feebich.
Yep, what Hundo said. 13-2. I mean, just all-around team effort. You got to have a team effort to put up 100 points in a game. Their opponent, the Connecticut Sun.
They had 28 points at halftime.
In a WNBA game. It didn't get too much better after the halftime, by the way. I just want to let y'all know that. It didn't get no better. We said that, but they almost scored about the same amount of points again. they actually scored less points in the second half than they did in the first half.
They scored 8 points in the third quarter.
In a WNBA game. I felt like I was watching like a JV versus a varsity team. That's how I felt like watching.
That was like B team versus varsity.
That's true. That probably was B team versus varsity. Final score is 52-100. I had to let that silence ring out real quick in the chat. I had to let that silence ring out in the chat real quick because I had to let that breathe for a minute. You mean to tell me that the Washington Mystics, that the Valkyrie, two teams that should be getting beat 52-100. They should be because they new franchises, they young franchises. They've been putting up more competition to the world champs. No, don't get me wrong. I know Connecticut's a young team, but the Valkyrie is a brand new team to the W. And they put up more points than y'all did. Interesting. Hundo, tell me how did you feel when you saw that final score come up? Because I didn't watch this game. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch this game. But when I saw the final score, I had to go back and say, what? It must be a typo of some sort on the app. Yeah. Somebody's lying to me.
At one point in the third quarter, New York was on like a 17-0 run. Like, Connecticut real life couldn't score, bro. Like, they was locked up in prison, missing everything. It was just a bad display of basketball for them, man. That was a bad game for them yesterday, man.
Terrible. I don't think bad's the correct word.
Horrendous.
Yeah. Absolutely diabolical.
I honestly don't think they'll have too many bad games like that. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah, brother, it was.
That was terrible.
And leading score had 10 points. T-Charles had 10 points and one board. I know y'all was missing a bunch of shots. Y'all scored 52 points. I know y'all was missing a bunch of shots.
Bro, they shot 59% from three. What did I say earlier, bro? If you can't score, at least play some defense, bro. You got to have some pride on the defensive end, bro. You can't just let teams do whatever they want to do to you, bro. Have some pride, man. Play some defense.
No pride. Nothing. No craft. They just wanted to check them last night. They just was out there getting a check. A free check. They should have had me give me your check. I could did that. I could did that. If that's what a W looks like, give me the check. I'm on my B hand. Let me go in. Let me get some burn real quick. Cause oh my goodness, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave alone for a little bit. I'm gonna keep pushing. Phoenix went into LA, took care of business 85-80. Vegas went into Seattle, got revenge from their previous L. They wound up winning 75-70 in Seattle. And then once again, the championship winning, looking Lynx, not winning, but looking Lynx, went into Golden State. Hannah Bennis beat the Valkyrie 86-75. And that has completed our catch up in our history up until this point. Hunter, let's talk about this. We got to get into these power rankings. And I've been harping on it, man, but how bad are teams like the Wings, teams like the Sun, teams like the Sky? I mean, I'm reading some of these standings off at the bottom of the league. Obviously, the worst team at this current time is the Sun after yesterday's performance. They're 1-6. Yeah. Right above the Noah at 1-6 is also the Dallas Wings, so who had the number one overall pick this year. But I expect them to be a little bit better than 1-6 because, once again, we had one brand new team into this league. And another team that's super young. And now above them is another team that, wow, is surprising me as LA. Now, I know I don't think Cameron's back yet, still off injury. And so, I mean, I'm sure that plays a part. But Rekia hasn't been getting that much burn, as we talked about earlier in the chat. And they're currently 2-6. Now, above them is above those three teams, brand new franchise, 2-4, Golden State Valkyrie. Right above them, or right match with them, a team that I thought was going to be better, Chicago, 2-4. A team right above them, who I thought was going to be better, once again, Indiana Fever. Now, if you remember, I said both of them were playoff teams. and they at the bottom of the league. Now, above them, a team who I thought had no business being here at 3-4, the Washington Mystics. I'm saying this again. The Washington Mystics have a better record than the currently than the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky and LA and Dallas and Connecticut. With rookies leading the team. Citrone and Kiki are leading that team right now. I think AE just got back. But Citrone and Kiki are still leading that team right now. Rookies fresh off college games. And they leading the team with heart. Seattle right there at 6. Vegas at 5. Atlanta at 4. Phoenix at 3. Minnesota and New York are tied 4-1. Both being 7-0. Hundo, after you hear those numbers, look at some of those statistics, brother. What stands out to you? What thoughts do you get? What storylines are being written in your mind? What kind of things and articles can you start to put together in your mind? And what can be done to fix the brokenness of some of these teams at the bottom? And will the dominance of the top teams continue? I want all of it. I want your synopsis. We need the Hundo huddle right now. Bring the people into your Substack mind. Bring the people into your journalistic mind, your journalism. We need it all right now. I got to have some analysis to put behind and to tell me maybe these numbers are a little bit inflated. Maybe some of these L's aren't what I think that they are. Maybe these teams are better than what their records are showing me right now. I need to hear what you have to say as an expert in this topic right now, of the W chat. And things that we're seeing, brother. Talk to me. I got to hear it. And I may have something to say in rebuttal. But let me hear what you got to say.
Yeah, let's start at the top, first of all. I do think that New York and Minnesota are going to continue to keep doing what they're doing. As long as Minnesota stays healthy, we saw Fee miss a game already. But like I said, Caleb McBride is playing at a very high level. The Liberty looking like they're going to go back-to-back. The way that they're playing offensively, specifically, like they're lighting it up, hitting threes at a very high level. Low key reminds me of like the Boston Celtics, how the Celtics been looking, shooting a whole bunch of threes, beating teams by hitting threes. Atlanta, surprising, 5-2. That was definitely a team that I had like marked on my calendar to like, you know, I got to watch them. I got to see how they look. And they've shown up. Now, my only question with Atlanta is, are they going to be able to get enough bench production? They are heavily reliant on their starters, Ryan Howard, Alisha Gray, BG, Bree Jones. Yep. But after that, it's like, who's going to step up and produce something? Hopefully they can get Jordan Canada back relatively soon. Their starting point guard, they'll probably look a little bit different. Once she returns, they get some players coming off the bench like Pow Pow, providing a spark off the bench. Phoenix, we talked about Sabali a little bit. I'm still not sold. I know she's been playing at a high level.
Brother. Yes,
she's averaging 21-8. Yes, I get it. I understand. Can she stay healthy? How long can she sustain this high level of play? Just keep an eye on it. Just keep an eye on it. We'll revisit it later, but just keep an eye on that. Vegas, like we talked about, Jewel Lloyd, that's the big question mark. Mm-hmm. We got to see how she comes along throughout the season. Seattle, they got the big three. We talked about Gabby. We talked about Nekka. We talked about Skylar. Who else is going to step up?
Yeah.
Who else is going to step up? Washington, youngins playing at a very high level. How long can they keep it up? Because at some point, they're probably going to hit a wall. I'm pretty sure. So they'll probably slip down and lose a few games and slide down the standings like we expected. Indiana, they need CC back, like we talked about. Clearly, they need her back. Kelsey Mitchell's not getting the job done offensively. Yep. Aaliyah Boston is not aggressive enough at the moment to be that number one option or number two option consistently. Mm-hmm. So they need CC back. It's clear. Hopefully, they can get CC back. And everybody else can stay healthy, too, because Sophie Cunningham went down. Sid went down. So they got to stay healthy. Golden State, we're going to see. Not too sold on them. They don't really have no signature star on their team. So we'll see how they are. I don't think they'll be too good, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Chicago, similar to Connecticut, they got to play some defense, man. They got to play some defense. They're giving up 92 points per game, bro. They're giving up 92 points per game.
This is the WNBA.
92 points per game. You got to get some stops.
Yeah.
You got to get some stops. You got Camilla down low. You got Angel down low. You got Atkins, a versatile defender. You got to get some stops. You cannot be giving up 92 points per game and expecting to win.
At all.
LA, they got to get healthy. I'm interested to see how they're going to look once Brink comes back. Like you said, that's a big factor, especially down low. You can bring Azora Stevens off the bench, who's been very good so far this season. And we got to see what's up with Rukia. She had the concussion, missed a couple of games, came back, didn't play that good. We saw her getting consoled by a fan after the game. Now she's been out for personal reasons. So it's like, what's going on there? So hopefully they can get healthy and get Rukia back. That should help the Sparks. Dallas, like we talked about, the Paige and Arike backcourt. We got to see how that's going to look. Paige just missed the last couple of games with a concussion. But before the concussion, she had been playing at a very high level. Arike has to be a little bit more efficient, though. We got to see how that's going to look. Dejanay's been giving them good minutes, good production. Melissa had a couple of good games last few games. So hopefully she can keep that up. But we'll see. And then Connecticut. Stop being sorry. Compete. That's all I got to say about them. Just compete, bro.
Stop being sorry defensively.
And
yeah.
Compete, please.
That's a word right there. Stop being sorry. Let me ask you this, man. Do you think that Washington and Golden State are going to go down and like where they from where they currently are and be back being at the bottom of the league by the end of the season? Or what you're seeing from Dallas and Connecticut enough to make you believe that they can surprise the world and finish on top of both of those teams in their first and their some of their youngest seasons, respectively?
I think Dallas has the opportunity to win some games, so I don't think they'll stay at the bottom. The way Connecticut got beat yesterday, they're probably going to be at the bottom. I do think, like I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Washington has the rookies. Yes, Sykes is a good veteran. They're going to hit a wall, man. They're going to definitely lose some games. Golden State definitely going to lose some games. Like I said, Golden State doesn't even have a go-to player that they can give the ball to be like, yo, go give me 20 points. They don't have nobody on their team that could do that. Connecticut does. Dallas does. LA does. Chicago maybe, depending on the night.
Yeah.
But Golden State doesn't have anybody they can say, yo, go give me 20 points. And that's a concern. So I definitely think they're definitely going to lose some games. But I think the bottom three is going to be pretty much what we thought. Connecticut, Golden State, Washington. Those three teams will be at the bottom as we keep going throughout the season.
Okay. Yeah, I'm intrigued, man. I was looking at some of these matchups while we got coming up, man. And I was looking at tomorrow, for instance, Washington goes back to Indiana. And faces that team again. I think that they probably take an L tomorrow. I think that first game, you know, not say it was luck, but I don't know if they're going to get beat again by some rookies. I think that they'll come with a different game plan, I pray, and try to take care of business, right? Looking at Dallas could keep losing. They got Seattle tomorrow. I can see them losing that game.
That Mercury and Lynx game tomorrow too, man.
Yeah. No, that's going to be a good one. I was with the bad matchups, looking at these teams that are at the bottom of the current playoff standings, or not play, just overall rankings, and just want to see who could potentially win. But, yeah, no, I definitely think that Lynx and Phoenix game going to tell me a lot tomorrow about both of those teams. Because, like I said, Phoenix is coming in here without Ka once again. So, if they win tomorrow's game without Ka in Minnesota, when they get Ka back, they're going to have a true big three. You know what I'm saying? Like that could really be scary for somebody in the playoffs. They could really be like kind of like the Rose was in the Unrivaled League, where you kind of just like, okay, you're good, but like, can you pull it together and really get it together in the playoffs and take care of business against somebody?
Now, question for you, because we talked about this at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
We only got three.
Yeah.
Has your thoughts changed?
in regards to them needing five?
Yes, because we talked about that at the beginning of the season. We was like, oh, they only got three players. But now you're saying, you know, with Kai coming back, yeah, they got a big three. So can the three of them get it done?
I mean, it's yet to be seen because we ain't seen them all three play yet. They get it done with two right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They get it done with two right now, right? And then, you, like I said, I get back Kai. If I can get, let me see. I just need somebody to be big. Can Kehlani be a big and just like not score potentially, but like when the board come off that glass, get the board. Go get it. Be 6'7". Can she do that? Give me a fourth. And then can I get, I mean, I guess Catherine, is she next up in the rotation? I'm presuming Catherine will be next up. I feel like
her sister's actually on the sky.
Maddie?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Don't they got another West Bell somewhere? Maybe it's not. It's just Kathy and Maddie. Okay.
It might be a sibling, but I don't think she plays or anything. She's not
the one. Oh, got you. Okay. Well, if West Bell could step up for me, I mean, you got a decent shot. I'll say that. With a big three coming in, I think a decent shot to potentially upset somebody. That's all I'm saying. Because I can see somebody on another team having an off night. The thing is, for me, I haven't seen, don't get me wrong, New York has been phenomenal. But could somebody have an off night, one of their big four? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Guaranteed. They've already had some off nights. It just has been dominant because the rest of the comp sucks. So, like, you get to playoffs where, like, it's all or nothing. Yeah, you have a bad night, you can lose the game. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's possible for them to lose. I don't think nobody's looking like unbeatable at all. New York, don't get me wrong, is the closest one. But, I mean, they first in all categories besides boards. And it's crazy because I look at Chicago, who's number two in boards. And they still give, like you said, they're giving the most points in the W right now. So them boards ain't really meaning nothing. Now, we've had this conversation. We had this conversation. Angel Reese, I love you. I think that you are a phenomenal basketball player, but I've seen some games this year, baby girl, young lady. You've been some of what we call a rebound merchant. Some of them shots you just taking are ill-advised. they're ill-advised shots, and the shot selection. If this is 2K, you'd be losing like.
Going down,
you're losing some VC because some of the stuff you're doing is like, who told you?
Pass the ball,
right? Pass the rock, bro, for real. So when I look at some of these numbers are inflated for some of these teams. So she's not the only one that's being a merchant out here. Some teams need to get some boards. Now, I mean, somebody could benefit from Angel, you know, ball hogging and being a ball merchant, but. I mean, I think that, like you mentioned earlier, I think that there will be some teams for sure that's going to continue to stink it up. I need Chicago Sky to be one of those that turned it around. I need to have a complete 180. A complete 180, because this current team is just not doing enough. Not doing enough.
What do you think it'll take for them to turn it around?
I think when I've watched them, their team dynamic just doesn't seem like it's all the way there for me. I think that's leading to them not necessarily having an identity on the offensive side of the ball. I think that they have some phenomenal players, but I think that they are not necessarily playing together. I think they sometimes look for their shot, but every time you come on that court, you need to come up with a game plan of how we can get this ball in the bucket. You know what I'm saying? And if something's not working, pass it out, move it around, change the play. That's what I've personally seen. From Chicago, I think it's leading to them to the 2-4 record. Mm-hmm. But all things are working your matchups. You got two bigs, one of the best big duos in the league in Camilla and Angel. Make them work. Camilla's 6'7, Angel's 6'3. Make these other teams work. And when y'all get this ball down low, Angel and Camilla, put it in the basket. Don't be throwing it up in the air uncontrollably. You're 6'3 and 6'7 respectively. Take a controlled shot. Put it in the basket.
Yeah.
Know your ministry and excel in it. I seen BG shooting threes in some games I watched. I said, stop that.
Stop that.
You're 6'10. Go down. If you don't go down and touch the net, what are we doing?
Go dunk. Go dunk.
Right. For real. Go dunk. Look me in my eyes, chat. Go dunk. If you're over 6'4,
get off the 3-foot line and go dunk.
If you're over 6'6, if you're over 6'8, Eli Thomas, don't shoot no more threes. You're a giant. Go dunk. Do what the Lord made you to do. The Lord didn't make you 6'9 to shoot threes. Y'all not Wimby. Y'all got that skill set. Get down low. Handle business. Now I know BG. I'm getting a lot of flack because you've been fouling out a couple games. Because I think sometimes, honestly, there's been some weak calls against her. But, I mean, she's been getting a lot of tic-tac-y fouls. And that's just, when you 6'9 in the WBA, that's just unfortunately how it's going to be. But go dominate. Until you get out, go dominate. Nobody should be able to stop you at 6'9. I'm going to keep saying this, BG. I push my fantasy team for a reason. I've been watching you since Baylor for a reason. You should not be dominating. I don't know how many 6'9 women have played in the W, but I highly doubt it's been a lot. I highly doubt it. But I need you to dominate. Atlanta's already good. Like we mentioned earlier, anybody not 6'9, mouse in the freaking house. Pass me the ball. Don't even look to shoot nothing else. Hand it to me. I'm going to turn around skyhook. Turn around skyhook. That need to be your perfected move. You need to be studying all the Kareem tape right now. Work on that skyhook.
Stop watching Steph.
Bro. Stop watching stuff. Stop watching Wimby. Not your ministry. You know what's your ministry? Dunking on people.
Shaq.
Right. That's the tape. That's the teach tape. That's the teach tape we need to be putting on. Camilla Cardoza, Kalani Brown, JJ, BG. I'm challenging all bigs. I'm calling out all bigs tonight.
Hey. Hey, JJ, the only exception. She can shoot it.
You're right. JJ's an exception. You know why, though? Because she didn't pay her board tax. Some people are here shooting threes and got six boards. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You don't even touch the baseline until you got 10 boards. Don't even get up. You do not get the paint for under 10 boards ever. What? Why are we rewarding bad behavior? I'm confused. There should be no reason that the shot clock is going down and you're on a three-point line as a 6'9 center. No, ma'am.
Say that part one more time, please.
Yeah. There should be no reason that the shot clock is going down and you're at the three-point line as a 6'9, 6'7, 6'3, and up. If you play any kind of big role as a forward or a center, you should not be anywhere near the three-point line with the shot clock going down. Fighting for positioning. That's what you need to be doing right there.
And please don't be at the three-point line calling for the ball. Like, why you ain't passing to me? No.
No. No. No. It don't make no sense, man. It don't make no sense. Now, listen, like I said, Atlanta, y'all winning right now. So I mean, what y'all doing is working. But I'm just giving y'all some more tips to help y'all continue to win. That's all that I'm saying. When you got bigs, be big. Don't let the little 6'3 girl come down in there and shoot nothing on you. Huh? Throw it into the stands. Huh? What are we talking about here? Come look and stop playing with y'all, man. Like, come on. Come on. Let's be dominant here. We talked about this in Arrival, but now bring it to the W. You want to win? You want to be like the Lynx? You want to be like the Liberty? You want to be like Phoenix? You want to get like Atlanta? dominate from start to finish. Let the people who need to do what they need to do work their ministry. And let the ones who need to work their ministry, work their ministry. You know what I'm saying? If you're a guard, be a guard. Do what you do. Facilitate. Shoot the rocket at an efficient high clip. You feel what I'm saying?
Efficient
high clip. If you a guard. You feel me?
Hey,
I'm telling you, efficient high clip. If you run into 3 and 4 and you a stretch, all right, I can see your baseline. Hey, if you running at 5, if you a big 4, if you a big 4 or a 5, the only place I need to ever see you touch that rock, under the basket. That's it. So you shouldn't be running no plays when you coming out setting screens on the 3-point line and you not picking. You not rolling off that? You not rolling off the pick? Nah. I shouldn't see you have no kind of high ball screen where you stand at the 3-point line. No, ma'am. No. Every time you come set a pick, roll. Boom, I'm out. Boom, I'm out. Throw it up. Lob. 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 Another lob. What? If you can't dunk, that's okay. Get the rock at its highest point. Listen, football, they got this thing called high point in the football. I want you to high point that basketball. Hey, I'm telling you, if I could be a coach right now, I'd take my tallest player and my point guard. We practicing this right now. Boom. Come set the screen. All right, bet. When you set the screen and you roll off the screen, throw up the highest high point you can go get at 6'7", 6'6". I'm touching it here, and it's going straight to the basket. The only way it should be stopped is if there's somebody taller than me on the court. If most times it's not, we all 6'7", 6'6", 6'9". Nah. So, hey, man, it's keys to helping y'all win. Easy keys. That's the easy key right there. You feel me? I've talked a lot. Don't get me wrong. I truly enjoy what I've seen from the W at this current time. We're pushing it to this Commissioner's Cup, Hondo. I know we got some, big matchups coming up. For the next shoot to the golly, it's a long Commissioner's Cup, bruh. Till the 17th, we'll be working on this Commissioner's Cup. And I know we got championship Commissioner's Cup game at some point. So, hey, these games matter. It's like the little in season tournaments, but it also goes towards your regular season record. So, you can win twice, you could be twice a winner. If you really lock in right here, don't let this be your championship because it's not a championship. It's the Commissioner's Cup. There's a difference. Know the difference.
Remember that.
Facts. Don't let this be the end all be all for y'all. If y'all want to be great, it starts now, man. I'm telling you. Like I said, we just talked about y'all almost the fourth of the way through the season. By the time you finish up this Commissioner's Cup, y'all are almost at the halfway point. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. Maybe it's a little bit less than halfway point. But still. Y'all getting pretty far into the season, game by game, minute by minute, quarter by quarter. So really lock in, perfect your craft, do what you need to do, and be great, man. I want to see you see great hoops. Say the Gundo.
Get healthy.
Yes. Please. There's a long list of injuries I need to see cease and subside. And right now, I'm actually going to speak. I'm going to declare healing over every injured player in the W right now. Not just for my selfish reasons of getting y'all back for fantasy, but because the W needs to see good hoops. And I think we're missing some good hoops because there's some injuries of a Caitlin Clark, of a Kai, of a Rekia Jackson, of a Paige not being fully healthy, of an AT not being fully healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of women who have injuries and ailments in their bodies. I want healing for y'all too. If y'all playing through some injuries, get 100%. I want to see the best of the best. I want no excuses. No excuses. AE, stay healthy. Satu, stay healthy. If y'all have had injury history, stay healthy. Don't give them no reasons to not pay y'all. Y'all worth every penny that y'all getting. Y'all like WNBA professionals. Show them. Show Hondo that he's wrong about you, Satu. Don't let him clown you. No. You keep hooping. You keep hooping and teach up the young bulls. Teach Haley Jones. I know she ain't even there. She in Connecticut, ain't it? I know she in Phoenix.
Nah, she in Phoenix.
Yeah. Satu, hey, teach him Haley Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we trying to do something here. Come in, be efficient. Come in, be a team player. Let's lock in. Let's work. Let's do it. The Young Bulls, keep hooping, man. I'm really impressed. Kiki is probably rookie of the year right now. Between her and Citrone, Paige has had one game maybe. But between Kiki and Citrone, it's like they're rookie of the year candidates. Keep hooping. Keep doing y'all thing, man. Don't back down from nobody. Don't back down from nobody. I'm telling you right now. Keep going. I love what I'm seeing from y'all, for real. It is a bright light in Washington. Y'all are the bright light. Now, you got to think, man, it's only going to get better for y'all. Yeah, I think, you know, Georgia Amore's coming back next year. Y'all could potentially have a top five pick again, probably top three pick again next year. And next year, who's coming out next year, Hondo? Because I don't even remember who's coming out of college next year.
Olivia Miles in that draft class.
Yeah, she can come to Washington. That's probably it.
It'll be some good players next year. It'll be some
good, yeah. So
I think Latson as well.
Hey, she's here already? Sheesh. Yeah. I mean, hey.
And she could have came out this year.
That's true. So, yeah. Let's just keep hooping, ladies. Let's keep hooping. Let's keep going. Let's keep being great. I see a lot of great things in y'all future, man. I really do. And I want to see some of these teams who are at the bottom right now. Show me up. Show me something different. Show me compete. That I was – please. Please. Because if y'all don't compete, I'm going to have a nice long talk with y'all. Because I had more expected from y'all. And if y'all aren't competing with the way I need y'all to compete, I'm going to have a lot of questions. I mean, Dallas, I got a lot of questions right now. I mean, y'all are bad, but you got some help for Rike. You bought in DeJounte Carrington. You bought in Paige. They bought in Alyssa Smith. They bought in who else? They bought in somebody else. Like they bought in some pieces. Then they bring in one of the
Hans Allen.
Who? Yeah, nice. Hans Allen, even hooping. Then they got McCown out there too. Then they go grab her from Phoenix. If I'm not mistaken, she was in Phoenix.
McCown was already there.
Oh, yeah, Kehlani was in Dallas. That's what it was. I just wondered, somebody got traded. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, let's keep going. So, show me up. Show me that y'all are better than what y'all are. If y'all dominant at the top, keep going. Show me that y'all still dominant, man. I want to see it. Shout out to the chat, man. Y'all made this W season very entertaining. Y'all challenged me. Y'all stretch my mindset. In the way that I'm able to go out and have to learn more about the W and look at stats. And I tell you what, I got to come with stats for Kayla for sure, because she's going to let me have it if I don't. So shout out Kayla, man, because she has made me go and study and research to make sure I know what I'm talking about when it comes to some of these W women and what they're doing to the game and their respective teams. And just make sure I'm making informed conversations when I talk to people about the W. So shout out to everybody who is a part of that W village that we are in. Shout out Hundo, man, just continuing to be a light in what he's doing and creating this content. And read the articles. They're great articles about the W and about the things and trades that could potentially happen and all the good stuff that could be worked on. Let's make it better. Let's do what we need to do. Let's lock in here at the W. So, Hundo, any closing thoughts from you, brother?
Nah, man. Like you said, hopefully everybody stay healthy. Bad teams compete. Good teams continue dominating. And let's keep this train rolling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's do it. We appreciate y'all tapping into the Win a Shot podcast here on a Monday night, June the 2nd. We're at the beginning of the June month. We're 6 months through this year, and we are into the second month of the W season. Continue to stay tapped in with us. We will try to be here each and every week to bring our fresh W content as much as we can. We appreciate the supports, the reposts, the likes, the comments. Continue to do that. Subscribe, share with your friends and family. We're close to 100 subscribers on YouTube. We got a special giveaway coming for the 100 subscriber. If you participated in our last giveaway for the Don Staley book, The Uncommon Favor, release that we did, shout out to y'all. We have gotten winners, and we should be announcing those very, very soon. Blessings to y'all. We love y'all, and we appreciate y'all. So we catch y'all at the next appointed time. We got some NBA content. The finals are here. We're putting out some content on that. We got some NFL content that we're coming out. And then, like I said, Colin and Hundo are currently writing articles for the NFL, NBA, and women's sports, respectively. So stay tapped in. Stay locked in with the Win a Shot podcast. Anything that you want to talk about, put it in the comments. Send us a DM. We would love to talk about any and everything as much as we can. I know there's some things we just don't have necessarily the bandwidth at this current time to talk about, but it doesn't mean we're not paying attention. Just like the Women's College World Series we see in Oklahoma look to compete for their fifth straight national championship. We're looking at the men's World Series as well. So we see these things here, and we know that they are happening. So please keep us up to date of what's going on, and keep us up to date of what y'all want us to talk about. And we'll do our best to bring it up and highlight those who need it and need that support and that spotlight. We appreciate y'all once again. We love y'all, and we look forward to seeing y'all soon. Peace.
Peace.